It's the thing I love most about FPL, actually. It's not even necessarily the strategy of that in terms of the double game weeks. The strategizing about, well, if I get Sun now and I leave that in the bank, what am I going to do next week? That's the fun bit. It's not the bit of the weekend's irrelevant. I can't control it. I watch the football and enjoy the football. I'm more interested in that over the weekend. The enjoyment of the game for me is the strategizing, the plotting, and the planning. Hello, everybody. My name's James, and for the benefit of those listening to the audio, you're listening to the Planet FPL Game Week 27 deadline stream in partnership with FPL Team, and it's live, except it's not the deadline stream. It's just gone quarter past 7 p.m. on Friday, March the 1st, and I'm trying to work with gremlins in my my stream at the moment, which I think are going to work out. So apologize for me being a little bit late this evening. Before I get into the questions, what I normally do for the benefit of those on the audio is obviously cover off questions sent in by the YouTube community. I'm going to cover off plans with my own team and take you through the benefit of the graphics. This is going to be slower than the usual deadline stream because I don't need to go quite so fast paced. And let's be honest, we're not going to have any team leaks coming in, I don't suppose, in the next hour or so. But I will answer questions up until quarter past 8 p.m. As said, I'm having a few gremlins in the system this evening, but I'll do my best to get through them for you. Firstly, on my own team, I have already bought Heung-Min Son. I bought him last night, actually, because it looked like he was potentially going to go up in price. So he's in place of Diogo Jota. That was obviously a really straightforward transfer for me. It potentially would have been Son coming in, as discussed on Tuesday's Clash of Correspondence, even if we didn't have this Richarlison injury news, which obviously just makes his appeal much greater. So I'm lined up at the moment as follows. So that's going to be Dubravka in goal rather than Areola. Porro, Gabriel and Doughty. Saka, Bailey, Bowen, Foden, Son, Captain Haaland, Watkins. I've got Alvarez, Pau Torres and Diogo Dalot in reserve. And one free transfer that may still get used. The most likely person that I'm going to buy is Destiny Udogie. There's obviously a little bit of doubt about him, but we think he has been training. And I think I'm potentially going to get him in to take me up to my free Tottenham quota in the build-up to game week 29. The only other Tottenham player would be of interest to me is James Maddison. So I'd obviously be cutting myself off of that route. You can see my predictions on screen. The shock one might be I'm tipping Nottingham Forest to beat Liverpool this weekend. Don't come and shoot me, Liverpool fans. I just think it's obviously been a very tough week. And I think this will be a very different game to some of the hectic ones that Liverpool have had recently, who should be boosted by the return of Darwin Núñez and Dominic Szoboszlai. But we can't be certain if they will start or not. Lots of benching headaches coming up this week for the benefit of those on the stream. You can see that going around below me at the bottom of the screen. You also see sort of right-hand corner as well, my predicted lineups for all 20 teams this game week as well. Now, for those on the chat, I did make a note to say, please don't ask any questions on a couple of specific things because I'm going to cover them both now before I get into the questions, because otherwise there's a danger here that there's just going to be 99 questions on the same thing. So firstly, Dominic Solanke. I think most of us would have liked to have bought him this week that don't own. I think the simple advice here is wait a week if you can. I imagine that I've got him in my predicted lineup for Bournemouth on Sunday, and I think he probably will start, but I'm not bringing him in this week. Let's seek a little bit more information ahead of the really big double in game week 28. That's probably the advice. I think for those who own, you should start him. I think to myself, well, if I had him and I benched him because I was concerned, I'd want to smack myself in the face if he started. So I think for those who've got, it's a start. And those who don't, probably wait till next week and it'll be the most obvious transfer of the season if he's fit, basically. Following on from the 99 questions I've already had on the Bird app today about moving Kevin De Bruyne to Heung-Min Son, I will say this. One, I think De Bruyne will start on Sunday. We've called him Big Game Kev, so have others for a long time because he's big game. And they've got some big games coming up. And I'm pretty sure he'll start all of them in the Premier League, actually. And I think City will win comfortably Sunday. So selling him is a little bit scary. Some back through the middle, though, is obviously hugely, hugely attractive, and I think there is a very high upside in getting him in. And I think for the majority of people, the right advice at this moment would probably be to say, yeah, sure, go and get Sonny. Whenever you sell a player like Kevin De Bruyne, you know it can hurt, right? If you ever move a Salah or a Haaland, and De Bruyne is in the category of explosiveness, right? So if you sell him, Son's another one. If you sell this sort of player, it can always come back and burn and buy it, right? But I think there's an opportunity here where most, I know about most, but a lot of people are just looking at going, I can't get the Son. Get him in, particularly if you're heading towards game week 29. You'll want him in 29. This is the best fixture Tottenham have got in the next three. The game week 30 fixture against Luton really appeals as well. I think that tips the favouritism to Son as well if you're running through and not wildcarding in game week 30. And having looked at my plan following the chip pod yesterday, a game week 30 is unlikely for me as it stands. It's more likely to be game week 31 or even later, actually, because I should land quite nicely for game week 30. Man City play Arsenal in game week 30. And again, it might be similar where a lot of people can't get to Salah. Son at home to Luton could be very tempting from a captaincy perspective. And you're not going to captain De Bruyne over Haaland, I don't think. So I think that tips it in Sonny's favour. And that should cover it off. I think for a minus four, I wouldn't do it if people are considering that. I think for a free transfer, yep, by all means, and especially for those heading towards game week 29 rather than free hitting, then yes, there's a risk selling De Bruyne. But you're going to want to get Sonny in at some point. I think get it done. In terms of captaincy this week, just to cover off as well briefly, it'd be Haaland for me. I think that's the best choice over Saka and Ollie Watkins. Son certainly puts his name in the hat now as well, but I'm not keen on captaining him. I mean, Cole Palmer's probably the next best, to be honest, with Brentford so many issues at the moment. And Ben Mee now ruled out until the end of the season. Right, let's get into the questions. As normal, for the benefit of those on the audio, I answer these in order of submission. And for those new around here, I answer them in order of submission. Smash a like, hit the sub button. I will get through as many as I can up until 8:15 p.m. But because this is also going out as an audio podcast, I will not go as fast as I normally would on the deadline stream, which will return to its normal time next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. UK time on the Planet FPL YouTube channel. DC has the first question. It says, hi, James. Do you think gross to Son for a minus four this week is worth it? I'm free hitting in 29, if that matters. Well, good fixtures for gross. The next two, Fulham away, Nottingham Forest at home. I think they appeal. He's not a player I particularly want to move on at the moment. With Billy Gilmour's suspension, even though obviously Brighton's European fixtures restart with the trip to Roma on Thursday, be almost certain that he plays. But again, the upside there of Sonny, yes, I think probably yes. You're moving a consistent player to an explosive player, and that means the minus four can bite and hurt, right? I'd just have a check back and look at your plan and say, can I make that in 29 instead for free rather than doing it for a minus four now? If it's going to be a minus four in 29 anyway to bring him in, yeah, I'd probably get him in with the benefit of the good fixture. And look, there has to be a bit of caution in the sense, yeah, sure, Palace at home is a good fixture. But a player back five, which Tottenham really struggled against Wolves. Tottenham have suffered a little bit against some of these teams that sit really deep. I'm not sure if Palace will or they won't. We haven't seen Oliver Glasner's Crystal Palace play against an opponent like Tottenham yet. So there's a little bit of unpredictability about Tottenham tomorrow. But I also think there's an unpredictable nature then that means there could be a haul there for Sonny. So I think for someone like Gross, possibly, yes. It's borderline for free, definitely. For a minus four, questionable. JP says, with the Man City group buying their 13th club, blimey, I've not seen that. How far does this go and how does it benefit City? Surely a bit dodgy. What are your thoughts? We did a podcast on this on Patreon a couple of months back about multi-club ownership. And essentially, he's gone too far already, right? To pull it back in and say, oh, you can't have multi-club ownership. Like, he's gone too far. So the benefit for City is obviously their global connections, right? And they can use these clubs in several different ways to help promote their brand. And also they can use the name of Manchester City to help promote the clubs in their areas as well. So there's lots of benefits for it. City have probably become the kings of exploiting that. And there's nothing illegal about it at the moment necessarily. But multi-club models are just going to continue and they're going to grow. And I think it might even become commonplace that people copy what City have done rather than bashing them for it necessarily. Billy Taylor says, howdy, Jimbo. How's the sciatica drugs? How do they rank on a list of drugs you've taken? No, I'm not an undercover. Not the strongest ones. But I've never really been into gear. Let's say gear. Let's use that word. Yeah, I've only taken one today, actually, and I've kind of been taking four a day to help with my pain. It's easing off. I'm feeling in a really good place, actually. It's easing off quite significantly. But yeah, I think I'm probably feeling a little bit of effects of it. I feel like my brain is slowing down a bit. I messaged Rory, our Palace correspondent, on Wednesday about something, which I knew he was doing on Wednesday, and I was checking in on him to see how it was going. It's like, I'm not gone yet, mate. I've been sitting here for an hour thinking it's Thursday, even though I'd like just done the Sky Pod and stuff. So maybe I'm just getting old. Might be the start of my brain slowly fading away on me. The sciatica in itself is in a really good place. Like, I am a million times better than I was 9 days ago. So I'm very thankful for all the messages and the people keep asking, etc. But yeah, I'm good. You can take that yellow flag off me. I'll be at White Hart Lane tomorrow. Aaron Hill says, evening, James. Having done Garnacho to Sun for free this afternoon, I'm eyeing up a minus four to remove his Stupinan for Kirkez. Or should I just start Gusto? Also bench Luiz or Nunes. That's Douglas Luiz, sorry, for clarity. Cheers. I mean, the answer to that is, if you think Nunes starts, I think you go Nunes. I have an instinct that he doesn't. I'd find Nunes a really difficult player to bench, though. I think playing Gusto rather than taking the minus four feels like the right thing to do. I haven't seen an update today on Lloyd Kelly, because you could get Kirkez now. As far as I'm aware, Kelly's out this weekend. But I haven't heard enough about Lloyd Kelly and when he's likely to be back. Like, just checking, Neil Grover said on a Bournemouth Slack channel today, no timelines, but he's not disclosed as close. Okay, so possibly he's going to miss the rest of March. Therefore, Kirkez probably be good. But with a tack minus four for a Bournemouth defender, I'd probably take a step back and say Gusto's fixture is just as fine. He's almost more likely to give you an attack in return than Kirkez. I don't think I'd be doing that for a minus four. FPL Pilkington says, hi, James. Is it okay to start Charlie Taylor instead of taking a minus four hit for a stronger defender? I don't like hit for defenders as a rule of thumb. Is it completely improbable that if Bournemouth without Solanke, that Burnley beat Bournemouth? No. I probably would just play him. And obviously, if you're running through to game week 29, that Brentford at home is not terrible either. So taking a minus four to get rid, no, I wouldn't, to be honest. James Morgan says, one FPL and one Sky question, if that's okay. It is. Says, FPL, would you transfer Foden to Sun for one free transfer this week? I think Foden plays in the wider position on Sunday, so yes. But he's not a player I'd want to sell at the moment. Let me add that. And for Sky, would you swap Edison to Neto, despite no fixture gain, to get Burnley, Sheffield United and Luton? No, probably not, actually. You've got Manchester City, you're one of the best teams on the planet, playing twice, and then Burnley twice. And then if you need it for the Luton game, we're going for the Luton game. I'm not keen on that. And there's a few others looking, you know, other people to make Haaland, Solanke on Sunday in Sky, like, no way. So no, I'd want a game there from that perspective. So no. Are you desperate to have Neto? I think him and Solanke are probably the only two worth considering in Sky. He's probably not going to work for me as an Areola owner, so I'm probably going to let it go. If Solanke is going to be out for a while, which there's no suggestion of that at this moment, then yeah, I would move Areola to Neto on the night that Bournemouth play Luton to cover the captaincy there. Thomas McCloyd says, evening, James. Can't decide between KDB to Sun or Jota to Bowen this week. The other move will get done next week. Don't feel like a minus four for both this week is worth it. Well, here's the thing. Like, if you leave Jota, who else is playing in your team instead? I guess that's relevant to the answers. I've not got the full information there, Thomas. So on the face of it, Jota to Bowen. You've got one player playing and one isn't. Like, can KDB outscore Son? Yeah, we've covered the risk. Sam Megginson says, evening, James. He's benching Bowen post-hat-trick mental. It's him, Solanke or Bailey. So here's one of the things that I was discussing with patrons on our differential show today. Was once the idea for me always would have been to buy Solanke this week. And it was obvious consideration to buy Son as well. But for me, if I was to buy Solanke now, it's benching Bowen. It's exactly that. So I mean, for me, in my circumstance, off the table, I could certainly understand if someone's sitting there with Adebayo and not knowing where they're at and thinking, well, I might as well get Solanke. Cool, go and get Solanke, right? If that's what you want to do. But in most cases, it's a hold off from there. Benching Bowen, therefore, not great. I would play Bailey over Bowen this way. I've got Bailey on the top 10 for Capsy. I think I've got him 8th. He's on fire. His concern is the minutes. His output per 90 is mad. So I think we should stop looking at him as like a 5.5 midfielder or whatever he is and consider him as a kind of a mid-price player who's performing very well. And at the moment, he's playing too well to be concerned about the minutes. I'm not. So if I'd have had the choice of benching Bailey or Bowen this week, I would have benched Bowen. If I'd gone Solanke and not bought Son, or let me put it a different way, if I'd bought both, then yeah, it would have been benched Bowen with reluctance. Joe Pickle says, hi, James. Just wondering how many Spurs home games, if any, you have missed over the last few years going back further. None since 1990, mate. And that includes friendlies as well. So there's under 21 games and stuff like that I've not been at. But in terms of first team games, I've not missed a game since I was 6 years old in 1990. And if Tottenham had played at home 9 days ago, I would have missed one because I would not have been able to get there. There's no way the pain I was in. So none, basically, is the answer. I don't miss games. Eero, and that's why there's no deadline stream tomorrow for clarity as well, because of the concerns I've got with my pain. I don't need the rush from 1:30 p.m. till 3 o'clock to rush to get there and struggle. I'm not going to put myself through that. Eero says, would you buy Madison if it means benching Solanke? Probably not based on his performance against Wolves. Madison would be 1-4-29 if you want to. Nah. Again, the thing is, if Solanke doesn't make it, who else comes into your team instead? But no, I wouldn't be desperate to do that. JP says, he's holding Richarlison and selling Huang to Bowen a good move? Not free hit in 29 and wild card in 31, the current plan. Should I go for Son, Madison? I mean, if you can go to Son, get Son, mate. Honestly, in terms of holding Richarlison, I wouldn't bother. Originally, Ange said in his presser 3 to 4 weeks. Then he corrected it with Tottenham's media and said 2 to 3 weeks. So we have to put it at 2 to 4 weeks at the moment. It's 15 days till Tottenham play in game with 29. Like, even if he's not going to start against Fulham. And if Son does well through the middle, he ain't getting rushed back in to play against Luton at home in game week 30 either. So I think Richarlison is a sell. Huang, you could make a case, is even less reason to get him back, to keep him. But he's not ruled out for game week 28 yet, which Richarlison is. And Fulham at home is a fairly reasonable fixture next week. So he's probably sell Richarlison first, no matter what your strategy is, I think. Biddy Taylor says, I'm going through 29 without free hit wild card. Would you get Tony or Muniz after game week 28? Muniz allows me to get Salah with a -4 in 30. Tony would be -8. And then you put in brackets involving Tony, so it's probably someone else. I think that's the decision for a couple of weeks. The answer to that, in all honesty, is if Muniz does well in the next two and you think he's going to start against Tottenham in 29, that's perfectly reasonable. So it's probably Muniz is going to answer the question for you, basically, because I get it. If you'd want Tony, but if it gives you that clear route for Mo, I completely understand that. So Muniz is going to answer that question for you over the next two game weeks, basically. Because I think if he has a dip as soon as he's off, then Breyer's going to come in for him, isn't it? So it's his performances will define that. 0405 Iceman says, thanks for the stream, James. Just wondering if you think it's worth taking a -4 for Solanke this week, replacing Nunes, just leave till 28. Nah, even free, I'd just leave it now. Leave it, babe. We can't have enough confidence. I think if the game was tomorrow, he wouldn't play, but it's the fact that he could train tomorrow. We're not going to get the info before the deadline. It's not Man City, it's Bournemouth. There's not going to be information. It's highly unlikely. MJ says, best defensive options for this game week, free hitting in 29. For this week specifically, Arsenal by a mile away to Sheffield United. Conor Bradley, if you need an enabler, away to Forest. I've said I think Liverpool might come unstuck tomorrow. That's just on the injuries purely, and I think it's a very different game to what they've had recently. The Bournemouth players, maybe. I still think City, like Nathan Aké, home to United, for example. Still primarily the top teams, isn't it? You probably on your circumstance, I don't know. I probably am going to get Udogie. I think I'm going to chance it, basically. But I can understand why not many others would. Steve says, "Hi, James. I plan to wildcard game week 33, but everyone is talking about game week 34 or 35 and ignoring 33. Is there any reason to that?" Yeah, mate, they've got different teams to you. So I couldn't have made that any clearer yesterday about play it your way and, you know, people saying you can't do this or da 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 da. So now you've got a reason to look at 33. I must repeat what I said yesterday as well, because most people seem to have difficulty, not most, some people seem to have difficulty understanding that projection is not fact. Look at this. Man United, Newcastle doubling in 34. No one said that. It's just the projection at the moment. And that projection is, it's not like even a probable, it's just a projection. So it might be that. It might be that you're looking at game week 34 and 35 differently to game week 33, possibly. It might be that you've got very different players to other people. So look, if it what works for you, mate, crack on. It's fine. I've had a couple of patrons speak to me about the idea of dead end to 33, free hit in 34 and wild card in 35, which not many others are talking about. So people got different ideas and strategies. It's fine. It's nice to see a mix rather than everyone doing exactly the same thing. Ian from Melbourne says, "Morning, James. Will your wife be going to kiss you on this stream too?" No. "Can you give us your thoughts on Maddison as an option over the next few game weeks? Assuming Son is already in, up the Shrimpers. I'd put him behind Bowen at the moment." There you go. Let's sum it up like that best, I think. So I can only tell you honestly that his performance against Wolves, I think, was his poorest performance for Tottenham. I think he's still working his way back to fitness. Love him. Generally speaking, great option, right? He just wouldn't be high priority for me right now. If it was buying Maddison or Bowen at this minute, with Bowen back through the middle, it'd be Bowen for me. Chris Bradley says, "Hi, James. Kev or Foden to Sonny this week? Whichever one I keep would start next two for me. Budget not a factor. Cheers." We'll see you don't play in 29. So do you mean 30? I think they'll both play all three of those next City games, United, Liverpool, and Arsenal. I think they're both. I think Foden's playing too well, but I think his position will change. With KDB, we know we're gonna get. And I think there might be an impact that's negative to Foden of KDB being back in terms of that zone that where Foden wants to operate and does operate best, as seen in the Bournemouth game last week. So I wouldn't want to get rid of Foden now though, mate. It's just in terrific form. And what if that theory is wrong? What if KDB is not part of this starting City lineup anymore? What if Pep's gone? Yeah, do you know what? It's clicked too well for Foden now. That's my priority. I think because of the big game nature of it, I'd hold on to De Bruyne out the toe. Chris Bradley says, "Hi, James. That's what we've done. Evalio, sorry if I mispronounced that, says bench one, Bowen, Douglas Luiz, or Morris." Morris, probably. I was going to say he's on pens, but so is Douglas Luiz, isn't it? Douglas Luiz averages under 3 points per game away from home, and I think he's above seven in home games. He is an away game. Luton have got injury concerns, though. I think it'd be bench Morris. Pug Slur says, "I'm considering a wild card 29. Am I crazy? I think it might work." If you think it might work, good luck to you. It wouldn't be one that I'd recommend personally. You're going to be very tempted to go with 11 playing in that week, which, you know, go treble Villa, treble Tottenham is fine. But then once you start landing in game week 32 and you've got treble Villa at City or Otto, yeah, well, that's right, bench him, yeah, but you're also probably carrying some other shit that's not going to look so great for you. West Ham at Wolves is not, it's not massively appealing. Tottenham still have a good fixture. I think you'd just be cutting too much off of City, Liverpool, Arsenal. How are you going to fit like Palmer in there for game week 30 as well? Like, if it works for you, good luck. It wouldn't be for me. FPL Pilkington says, "Who wins Europa League? Do you think if not Liverpool, Leverkusen, Milan?" Well, someone's got to beat Leverkusen to win it, right? I haven't lost a game all season in any competition. So, yeah, I think most of us would like to see Leverkusen play Liverpool and see what happens. Milan will be a live threat. I think they're third in the betting at the moment. And Roma, don't rule them out. If they get through against Brighton, don't rule them out from having a potential run since they've changed manager. Tom Johnson says, "Evening, James. Do you think two hits between now and 29 to get nine out is enough to save the free hit? Have wildcard and bench boost left. Martinez, Doughty, Porro, Taylor, Son, Bowen, Maddison." I wish I hadn't read all that. Watkins, Tony. For the 100th time, It's not about how many, it's the who. And looking at your who's there of Watkins, Tony, Son, Bowen, Madison, like you're covering the majority off there, aren't you? You know, Porro as well, you've got a decent keeper. A lot of people might have Doughty going into 29. Like you're covering most of it off. Don't stress about going too far on it. But yeah, in going into a double next week and a blank the week after, yeah, there is way more reason to be taking hits than there is just in normal game weeks. It's fine. Aaron Hill says, I've been trying to see what the issue is with Harry Maguire since he's orange flagged and missed the cup game, but not found much out on it. Do you know if it's a bad injury or if he'll be back for game week 28? So no, actually, not a lot of info on that at all, other than we don't think he'll play at the weekend. I don't think he's 100% ruled out of Sunday. I mean, it's very unlikely to play. I get why you want him for 28 with that Everton home fixture. That's the one reluctance about me selling Dallow, actually, is that fixture. We don't know. Sorry, I can't say better than that. Attila Mansour says, Bailey for Gordon this week from -4. Currently have 5 players playing in 29. Would not be selling Anthony Gordon for a hit when he's got a home game, mate. No. Gavin Richardson says, Ola James, I'm going to brighten your day and mix game week 29 free hit questions with fun. Did you know Man United have conceded 100 shots in the last 5 games? Go Haaland. I didn't, but I do now you've told me, mate. Joe Pickerel says, who is the best team you've ever seen go to Spurs away? Man City 17-18, methinks. Oof. It's the best team ever to play at Tottenham. That was that 17-18 a bit at Wembley, a proper outstanding. I know the game you're talking about. They won 3-1. I mean, it's a case to say Bayern Munich, isn't there? From the 7-2. We had moments against them. They just killed us at the end. Is that the best? I mean, win 7-2. It's big, isn't it? And they went on to win the champ. Did they go on to win the Champions League that year? Yes, they did, didn't they? I'm going to say that Bayern Munich team. Who's next? Adam says, hey, mate, my front seven is Haaland, Watkins, Solanke, Foden, Bowen, Palmer, Odegaard, Huang. Would you do Huang to Saka or Son this week? If so, bench who? Or save free transfer and play Dom? Yeah, I would be getting Saka in as a priority, mate. Yeah, even more than Son. Yeah, just get it done. Hanny says, hope you're feeling better. I am. Thank you, mate. Karim Kimo says, hi, James. Love your content. Planning for no free hit 29. Only have 4 players. Already made Huang to Son. Really want Bailey, but requires a -4 for Foden or for Garnacho and benching Tony. For Foden, no. For Garnacho, yeah. Benching Tony, I wouldn't be taking a -4 as part of that. Nah. Just go more mental at the end, mate. Take a -8 in 29 or so. And FPL Borat says, hi, James. Made my moves today thinking Solanke was probably out, but just seen from FPL Harry that he trained okay today. Is that right? So I now have a benching dilemma. Who would you bench out of Solanke, Palmer, Bailey? Not Cole Palmer. I mean, on that basis, there's no reason to doubt Harry. He's brilliant. If he's got that information, which I said, you probably won't get Solanke information. Let's have a look at this tweet from Harry. It says, a fairly useless bit of info on Solanke, but here it is, as I don't want to gatekeep. Apparently, Solanke trained okay later in the day and is planned to be in tomorrow's training. And if all continues to go well, he will start. But it could, of course, flare up. I won't get anything more pre-deadline. It is reliable, he's gone on to say. They asked me not to name, so I won't, whether it's right or wrong. But yes, I believe it to be. Of course, I do, or I wouldn't have posted. So Harry's not doing that on a wind-up. So that sounds quite positive on Dominic Solanke, therefore. And on that basis, I'd bench Bailey with probably reluctance, mate. Furyk says, backline of Doughty, Aki, Porro, Estupinan and Gabriel. Want to sell one for a Bournemouth defender. I also want to sell Foden for Son. Should I do a -4 for a Bournemouth defender and Son, or hold off one week on one of the moves? Yeah, I mean, just a -4 with Bournemouth defender. I mean, let's just take a step back and say, do you really want to do that for in a single game week? It's not. The defenders you've got as well. I realise Porro's not going to play. So we think. Doughty will play. Aki will almost definitely play. Gabriel will play. You've got at least your three there. I actually think your Stupinan will play for Brighton this weekend as well, but I get why that would possibly be the one that you'd have fourth in line now. Stephen Hutchinson says, no question for me. Hard to think of anything that wasn't covered in the Chip Strategy Pod. Amazing work. Appreciate it by all. Hit that like button, people. Thank you, Stephen. It's appreciated. Yeah, smash a like, please, people. And for those on the audio, five-star review goes a long way. I promise you. Meninda says, if we're free hitting now in 29, that's a presumption because I'm not. What are some upside midfielder moves for this week with that in mind? Still Son. That's possibly still Maddison, despite the fact I've poo-pooed that a bit. I think if you're free hitting, you've not got Cole Palmer, go back there, I think. Would probably be the number one if you've already got the Sackers and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that's top of the shop for me. In terms of others, I mean, Bournemouth, of course, but I don't want any of them midfielders as it stands at the moment. Eero says, would you buy Maddison or Bowen this week? No free hit. I've said Bowen. Julio Pena says, hi, James. Who do I start, Palmer or Solanke? Palmer. Joe Pickle says, is there any Spurs away in Europe or lower leagues in England you really fancy or have wanted to for a while with Spurs? Coventry keeps coming up. Whenever we were in the Cup, it's like, Coventry away. Nice, easy journey. Haven't been to the new stadium. That's one. Hillsborough I've yet to do yet. Two very different stadiums and different history behind them, obviously. In terms of Europe, I've been very fortuitous to I've already ticked off the ones that I wanted to do. So I've done the Camp Nou with Tottenham. I've done the Bernabeu. These are all with Tottenham and Bernabeu. I've done the Wanda Metropolitano, obviously now Atletico Madrid Stadium. San Siro twice. Allianz Arena by Munich. Borussia Dortmund, phenomenal. Those were the big ones that I was like a dream for me. I mean, the main ones when I was a kid was Camp Nou, Bernabeu, San Siro. And I got to do two of them pretty quickly in the 10-11 season and completed with Camp Nou in late 2018, which is shithole, by the way. No wonder they're redoing it. Barcelona is not, the stadium is. And blessed to do Dortmund, Munich, and what else did I say I've done as well? There's somewhere else I've forgotten already. Oh, Atletico. Yeah. There's not many in Europe. If I ever tell you about this one time I went to Amsterdam. Oh my God, I nearly forgot. MRCX says, hey, James, please order my bench. Garnacho, Aki, Porro. I'd probably go Aki over Garnacho. With Porro, it's not going to matter. But I'll start Porro. I don't think he's not 100% out. Ange said probably next week. So I'm going to start him. I'm sure he probably does miss out, but I'm going to start him. For Greendale says, hi, mate. Should I regret this? Minus eight. Alvarez, Richarlison, and Stupinan to Solanke, Early, Son, and Senesai. Do you need to do the Stupinan Senesai for money? If not, I would not be doing that as part of that hit. Been in the other two for Solanke and Son. I completely understand. I'm less keen on the last leg of that. Spiky BXL says, going to roll. Just saying hello to you, James. Have a great weekend and a green arrow. Thank you, you too. C. Tobbs, FBL Alliance says, now with Richie out, I have 4 for 29. The message just ends, which is amazing. Justin Dyer says, good luck to all this week. And please, for the love of all things Planet FPL, smash the like and subscribe buttons for the amazing free content. Thank you, my friend. FPL Habesha says, hey, James, is -4 for 4 doublers and -4 for 9 starters in 29 can be 8 without the hit a good idea, or just attack the double and free hit? Stop worrying about the how many, right? Just on the face of it, right? If you want to take a -4 next week to go and get Solanke and, you know, Tavernier, Kirkez, Neto, whatever, cool, double game week, right? No problem with that. If you then want to take another -4 for two players in game week 29, you want to get Tony and Maddison because they've got a fixture and you're selling, I don't know, Foden and Solanke because they haven't, hypothetically, fine, take a -4. At that point, whether you've got 7 players, 9 players, 4 players, don't make a difference. Don't make a difference. But for me, yeah, you take those and you get to 9. Again, it's not the how many, it's the who. Oh, I'm getting to 9, but I haven't got Watkins, I haven't got Son. All right. The way that Son's obviously getting steamed into now, that's part of you. You're going to need that for 29. So as long as you're covering off the major bases, like, don't stress on the how many. Shit Kit says, hi, James, can you explain the likely scenario if United beat Liverpool in the FA Cup quarters, but all other favourites win? What would be the game week four permutations and 37? So, yeah, I can. Based on the information I was given, as I explained on the podcast about Everton Liverpool going into game week 37, which, as I discussed yesterday, and I'm not going to cover it all again because I covered it yesterday, so please listen to the chip pod if you haven't. I think it's bonkers. It makes no sense to me. But I know it's given, that information was given to me in good faith by someone who didn't share it with me so I could share it with the world or whatever. They were telling me in good faith to try and help me with like projections and stuff. And I have reason to believe that it's true. My confidence is still low on it because I just think it's bonkers that they'll play that game in game with 37 for reasons covered previously. But so if, let's think of it like this. Everton Liverpool's off. We know that, 29, right? And what I said yesterday was that the teams who lost in the FA Cup quarterfinals were those most likely to create doubles in game week 34. But based on that information, Liverpool is obviously an exception to the rule. Okay? We're an exception to the rule because we think that's going in 37. So if Liverpool don't have a cup semi-final, it's just normal. Just have Fulham at home in game week 34. What does that change? It makes 34 worse. To change my projection, it would mean Manchester United obviously wouldn't double because their fixture with Newcastle would move. And guess what that means? If Manchester United, Newcastle means, moves, one team doubles, Crystal Palace. And that's only if the permutations are correct, right? I cannot stress this enough. I kind of went through the story yesterday of trying to lay out in terms of to map it out. I also explained that it could completely flip on its head, right? There are games that you compare together. Game week 34 could look really shit. It might end up looking quite good. But if the information is correct on Everton Liverpool moving to 37, then if Liverpool lose, then there's less doublers in 34. Simple as that. Firix says, also love the content, James. If there were ever FPL Hall of Fame, you would probably be my number one pick. I could think of 100 or so names would go ahead of me, my friend. But thank you. I appreciate it. Birth Media says, hi, James. Is Son the one or should we look for another this game week? Son's the one. As long as you've also got Saka as well, you probably have. Aaron Hill says, I'm having last minute second thoughts on captaincy. Tomo, that's my Sheffield United correspondent, has urged Saka, much like he did with Watkins, where he went off. As a blade, I can't help but agree, but Haaland versus Man United, so hard to pass up. Excuse me. I'm trying to think. Was Haaland available in game week 23? I can't remember for the life of me. It's irrelevant, I suppose. You're gonna change your mind based on Tomo. Let me say this, Aaron. What is it that Tomo could possibly say that would change your opinion on what Arsenal were going to do to Sheffield United on Monday? He was always going to captain Saka this week. He captained Watkins a few weeks ago. Sure, he was right. And yeah, I expect Saka to do well on Monday. But I can't believe Tomo would have said anything that made you sit down and suddenly go, oh, shit. Arsenal were going to batter Sheffield United, and I didn't think that was going to happen. You probably did anyway. Gavin Richardson says, I can get to game at 29 with a minus four for the five best attackers and two others. For me, that's on the line to free hit or not. What do you think, James? Want to upside 37? PS, how is your middle finger? Yeah, it's fine, mate. Yeah, I like the upside of 37 possibly as well. From a free hit. Remember, I haven't got the bench boost as well. So it's another reason for me to hold more and take more information, I think. I mean, you're getting the five best attackers in game at 29 for a minus four. Cool, mate. Alexandra says, hi, James. Hope recovery is going well. Is Stupinan for Saliba or a Bournemouth defender from minus four going a free hit in 29? I can't see Sheffield United scoring on Monday. Can't see it. Things can happen, right? Mad things happen. Someone makes a silly tackle in the first 15 minutes. Arsenal get a player sent off. Like, shit, it's football. It's madness that can happen. But again, I wouldn't want to take a minus four for a defender. And for me, looking at Gan, I think Stupinan starts this week. I'd probably carry on. As long as you've got, you know, if you've got Gabriel as well, for example. If you haven't got Gabriel, then yeah, definitely get an Arsenal defender to protect yourself, probably. Paul Greendale says, hi, mate. Should I regret this? I've already done that, mate. MRCX says, do you think just seven players is enough to not free it in 29? Would you take hits to field more? So he's got Watkins, Son, Madison. Yeah, I mean, what are you missing there that's going to kill you? Tony, maybe? Take a hit for Tony. Yes, fine. Andy Max says, hey, buddy, happy Friday. You need to choose between Madders and Bowen. I've already said Bowen, Andy, so I'm going to skip that question, but thank you, my friend. Michael Scott says, defences, Gabriel, Doughty, Taylor, Stupinan, Torres. Is it worth a minus four? Is Stupinan too doggy? Nah, I don't like hits for defenders. Let's rattle on. Eero says, would you buy it? That's what we've done. Lewis Connolly says, hi, James. Thinking of doing Foden and his Stupinan, Son and Senesite for a minus four. Wouldn't do the defender one unless you need to do it as part of getting Son. But then on the face of it, would I go Son in for Foden for a minus four? No, probably not. Karim says he's a minus 12. I'm not going to read the rest because I will read it. He's a minus 12 for the free game week to avoid free hit 29 and get into nine players too much. As long as you're structuring it, right? Would I go a minus 12 in game week 29? No. If I had two free transfers and took a minus eight to get four players who had a fixture, especially if they were attackers, for four players who didn't, the minus eight's fine. Minus 12 for me generally is one step too far. I've never taken a minus 12. I don't think I'll ever take a minus 12 unless I'd already taken a minus eight and then I went early and then walked into more problems. I could never see me doing that. But if you're taking, you know, a minus four in game week 28 to get a couple of Bournemouth players for the double, etc., and then the minus eight in 29, you're getting, you know, players who've got fixtures. Okay, you start 2 points behind. It's all right. It's okay. Jay Lee says, how comes you're starting Areola but have Dubravka ahead on bench in dilemmas? It's an error on the screen on my team in terms of my team. The team that I've posted on there should have Dubravka in goal, and I will be starting Dubravka. I'll post my team on Twitter as well. I've set up the team wrong on my team. So it's a good, very valid question, but I will be starting Dubravka. Newcastle and Arsenal, the only two teams I've backed for clean sheets this week. Yes, that's madness on how many shots Newcastle have been conceded. Gavin Richardson would like everyone to smash a like. Furyx, I feel like I've already covered that question. If I haven't, sorry, but it's very similar to others I've seen. Sandra Ribello says, should I start Doughty or Moreno? I would go Moreno. Mahan Dio says, will Robertson play? I don't know. I'm not Jurgen Klopp. I don't pick the team. He's had a bit of an illness this week. I imagine probably yes. C Tobbs says, Richie to Son or Neto or Gordon to Son. It's Richarlison to Son, mate. Shiver 19 says, which one to prioritize for Wang, Son or Bailey? It's Son at this minute, isn't it? Kevin Holmes says, is Stupinan to Doggy minus four? I feel like I've covered this. I'm going to skip that one as well. Not keen on minus fours for defenders, generally speaking, guys. GG Magpie says, would you get Zabani in for a Stupinan this week or wait until next week playing Brantford at the moment? Now, if that's for free, sure. Yeah, crack on if that's the one you want to do. James Wright says, need funds for Son. Which do you prefer? Poro out, Doughty in. Or is Stupinan out, Van Heck in, not free hitting in 29, got six players already. Well, Doughty's going to get you double 28 and the fixture in 29. It's the Doughty route, isn't it? Aman Khan says, hi, James, hope you're well. Which combo of players do you prefer for transferring in this game week? Free hitting in 29 and a late wild card, Saka and Kivior. Or B, Son and Chris Richards of Crystal Palace, thank you. I think Kivior's position will be under threat soon. But Saka would be big priority for me, I think. Nandish says, hey, James, may have been asked already, but could you detail a bit more why there isn't more of a convergence on fixture predictions between yourself, Ben and Tala? Seems to be fairly different. Yeah, the guys are great, and I feel terrible that I didn't shout out Tala on the pod yesterday when I went through. I was going through a list of people to follow, and Suj interrupted me, and I love Tala. He's absolutely brilliant. He's guested me before on the Sky Pods and that. He's a lovely, lovely guy and very clever, as is obviously Ben. In terms of us waiting to get with that, could we? Yeah. And privately, especially not so much with Tala, But me and Ben DM each other quite a bit, actually. He might ask my opinion on something and I'll give my opinion, etc. But I think for me, like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if that opinion's wrong, it's wrong. Here's the thing for me, and you should probably take notice of this. So, like, if everybody else is projecting one thing, which isn't necessarily happening, and I'm projecting another thing, you might want to look at it. Well, James, why is that you? And it will be because I've come to those workings by myself. This is the fun bit for me, is trying to plot and map things out for myself. I'm not looking at what other people are projecting when I'm doing that, because that's going to create influence, right? I want to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I enjoy that. It's the thing I love most about FPL, actually. It's not even necessarily the strategy of that in terms of the double game weeks. The strategizing about, well, if I get Sun now and I leave that in the bank, what am I going to do next week? That's the fun bit. It's not the bit of the weekend's irrelevant. I can't control it. I watch the football and enjoy the football. I'm more interested in that over the weekend. The enjoyment of the game for me is the strategizing, the plotting and the planning. So I like to do it myself. It's the same with, like, my planner, which the patrons will know about. Plenty of people said to me, like, do you want help doing it? And, you know, we can maybe do things a bit quicker or something if you've got multiple people doing it. I've said, no, I want to do it for me, like, selfishly, because I enjoy doing it. It helps me retain information and stuff. So am I happy to work with the guys in terms of have a conversation or even do a podcast and share ideas and thoughts? Yeah, no problem at all. But in terms of those projections, I would rather come to the conclusions myself. And if they're wrong, they're wrong, because they're only projections. Like, I don't care if they're wrong in a sense. It just means I've got it wrong. No one's life changes per se. So I like to come up with the solutions myself. It's the same. Think of it in a different way. Have you ever seen me ask on Twitter or anyone's opinion on what I should do with an FPL transfer? Ever? No, because I enjoy coming to the conclusions myself. So that's probably the reason why. And it might be that Ben and Tala and Ian Parrin and others, Review, Optimizer, whoever else is doing these things, probably same, like, coming up with their own conclusions. So that's probably the reason why. It's not because we don't get on like we do. I've met both the guys. They're both lovely and great. I've completely lost where I was in terms of questions, though. Very good question, though, Nandish. Thank you. Jamie Baker says, question for Wildcard. What Spurs defender would you have? Wouldn't be needed until game week 29. Who are the budget players predicted to game week 37? Would want to get them in now. I mean, there's a lot. Getting a budget player in now with game week 29 in mind. Yikes. Okay. Wolves probably double in terms of enabler, 29, but, like, Bournemouth and Everton's kind of up. I know that's what I projected, but that's kind of up in the air. Could easily be Fulham instead if that Everton Liverpool information proved to be incorrect, for example. So, I mean, if you need to buy it now, Wolves is the most likely, right? It's the most likely. If Wolves beat Coventry, they're double in 37. There you go. So that's the most likely one. He's a Wolves player. Eight Nori, Kilman, Dawson, whatever, Semedo, whatever your fancies. I would not be making a transfer now from that perspective. I mean, imagine you did it and then Coventry beat Wolves. Is it that unthinkable? The Wolves team would have struggled against some of these with respect to Coventry. Weaker teams, we've seen it. Be Sheffield United 1-0, beat Burnley 1-0. Coventry will take like 5,000-6,000 there or something. They'll give it a good go with nothing to lose. It's not like a certainty that Wolves will win, mate. So I would not be making a transfer now with that sort of thing in mind. In terms of the Spurs defender, if you had to buy one now, it's a doggy, mate. Eero says, would you buy Maddison? I've done that one, mate, loads of times, honestly. Brain damage. Danny Smith says, first major benching headache this week. And there's dot, 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 and there's nothing. Okay. Ajan says, is Mengi a pick from Luton? Need funds to get Sun. I mean, it's one of the last ones left fit. I suppose if you had to buy a Luton enabler, i.e. you can't go to Doughty at the moment, then yes, he's the one to get at 3.9. I wouldn't expect anything off him, though, in terms of returns particularly. But yeah, play if that's what you're bothered about. But yeah, expectation for him in the double, 3 points maybe, probably. George Nibb says, Rich and Doughty to Smith and Maddison, -4. Smith? Who's Smith? I mean, I wouldn't be getting rid of Doughty at this point. It's a double next week. Doesn't really make much sense. Gavin Richardson says, listen to a very good buyer challenging the kickoff podcast on Man United, where the stats came from earlier. Ratcliffe and Mason. Is Ratcliffe potentially a Todd Boehly light? Ratcliffe took some balls. No, I think they'll be more sensible with what they're doing. I think he sees a long-term vision now. He knows he can't just uproot it and Man United are going to win the league next year. It's not that that's impossible, but... the Rowboat says, good evening, fella. What's the minimum players for 29 you would want before considering a chip? It's not the minimum. It's the who, right? Honestly, you go to 29, you can say, oh, I've got 8 or 9, but I've got no Watkins, no Son, no Tony. You might want to consider free hitting. It's the who, not the how many. Tim Johnson says, hi, James. Have to start Konsa or a Stupinan, or would you take a -4? A Stupinan out for Doughty. Cheers. I think they'll both start. Preference be with Konsa. Trini says, Bowen to Son or Hwang to Odegaard. Can't afford Hwang to Son. Free hit 29. Okay, that changes the game a little bit. I think the Odegaard route, then, to be honest. You got Odegaard route, and you might want to manipulate yourself again so that you can get Son for game week 30 to 32, maybe. Darren Ashman says, hello, James. Hello, Darren. Febe says, bench Gross or Tony for Son. Reluctantly Gross. Gavin Richardson, I've heard rumours about a 4 Big Mac challenge. Yes, we did that. As a farewell Suj leaving event, would you dare even contemplate a 4 Big Tasty challenge? Bloody love Lascelles. Would I contemplate it? Yeah. Would I want to do it? No. No. And I definitely ain't doing anything like that. And I'm not saying that sent me over the edge with Sciatica. It didn't, but probably didn't help. Genuinely. Because I have had going to the toilet issues the last couple of weeks. I'm not saying that's because of the Big Macs, but it probably didn't help. Lackland says, free hit 29 or have main guys for 29, but only 9 players with minus... I don't even understand the questions. Have 3 at 29, I have main guys for 29, but only 9 players with -8 along the way. Just get the main guys. Men's Style says, does size matter, James? My missus isn't bothered. Joshua Speller says, we just got news from FPL Harry on Solanke, if you want to check, mate. Yeah, I have been through that. Thank you very much. Eliezer says, which one to play, Palmer or Solanke? I'm going to say Palmer, mate. Gavin says, I didn't see but heard about Snoggate. Why was it one of the best Planet FPL moments ever? Is it worth hunting out on YouTube? Nico clipped it as like a reel or short, so it's available as a standalone. It's like 20-30 seconds. You'll find it if you were subscribed to the YouTube channel, which surely you must be because you've written in this chat, because you need to be subscribed to be in the comments. Yeah, it's available, mate. It went out as a standalone. Otherwise, it was minute, I can tell you, it was roughly minute 17 of Clash of Correspondence, roughly. Dixie says, hi, James. Bench, Foden, Palmer, or Tony? Yes, man. Tony. Alex Ball says, with free hit 29, do you prefer a Gunners or Bournemouth defender this week? Cheers, pal. Hope the bat is better. If I had no Arsenal, if I had one, a Bournemouth defender, like, let me put that into context. I've got Gabriel. I would be more likely to buy Senesi than Saliba this week, for context. LH says, Jim, what would your wildcard 27 look like? Cheers, pal. I did that for our advanced tier patrons yesterday on a Chip Talk video, and I can't remember. I did 2 options. I looked at wildcarding and free hitting in 29, and I also looked at wildcarding and not free hitting. And there weren't as many differences as I thought there would be, actually. It really wasn't. I was quite surprised. Tom Sleeman says, how confident are you in Estupinan starting? It's Brighton, mate. No, I'm not confident. I average about 75% accuracy on Brighton, which is by far my lowest. Like, by far. I think Nottingham Forest are the only other team that I'm below about 83% or so in terms of the accuracy of my predictions. So no, it's Brighton. I'm not confident, mate. So what does that mean? I average 75% taking away sevens, so it's like seven or eight, isn't it? Right per week. So what's the chance of me being right on his stupid name when I know that Gross plays, Dunk plays, Van? I'm 50% chance of being right, roughly. There you go. FPL Rover says, for those who already have Son, what would you recommend they do with Richarlison? Hold and hope for minutes in 29 or swap to Maddison or Kulusevski or Bowen. You'd sell and Bowen. Yeah, it's the OOP nature of it. Ben Edinson says, hi, James. Hope you're doing all right. Sky question, if no Solanke on Sunday, are you bringing any other Bournemouth player or waiting until the Sheffield United Luton game? I'll give Areola to Neto some thought, but I think I'd rather wait because I'd think, well, there's every chance I'd be going back for Solanke. So unless he's ruled out for a while, I don't think I'd bother, mate. Be captain the robot on Sunday. Right, I'm going to cover off four more because I'm actually a minute to quarter past eight. I'm going to cover off four more. People Kit Chabra says, hey, James, how you doing? KDB to Son or play KDB and roll? I covered that right at the start, mate. So if you want to just rewind back, I'd have covered it in a bit of detail. Shiver19 says, play Solanke or do minus four for Bailey. No good bench cover. It sounds like as long as he doesn't have a setback tomorrow, he'll probably play. So play him. Gavin says, heard you say you've not missed the Spurs home game since 1990. I was at the Tim Krul 19 saves game. Awful game to go through as an away fan. What was it like for you? Well, first thing, Gavin, is it wasn't that many saves. It was 13 or 14. It definitely wasn't 19. It was 13 or 14. Just one of them days, actually. That was actually one of our better performances of that whole season, despite losing. I got my revenge at St. James's Park 3 months later when we won 4-0. So it's just one of them. I just didn't go in. One of them things. CM Punk 2310 gets the last one. Says, hey, James, currently split between free hit 29 and wild card 31. Need to play one of his Stupinan or Taylor this week. Is it worth a hit to move one to a Bournemouth or Arsenal defender, which will lock free hit 29 for me? Or wait a week for more info? Wait a week for more info. I'll leave it there, guys. Thank you very much. And I've not got through to everybody's questions, but hopefully that's covered most of the bases. If you want more FPL content tonight, I know the guys at Black Box should be, I think, live tonight as well. I'm not sure if it's Mark and Az, but definitely one of them's on. They're live. So go and head over to the Black Box channel and give them guys a like and tell them, everybody go and raid it, right? Everyone go into Black Box and say, James from Planet FPL sent me, just come and say hello. It will cause some controversy in there, right? Go and watch Black Box. Smash the like, hit the sub button. Deadline stream will return to normal next Saturday morning, as long as I'm in good health. Should you be back with me for the Game Week Review podcast on Monday. I can tell you our content next week will include Clash of Correspondents next Thursday, Bournemouth versus Luton, with Neil Grover and Dan Ashby. Just see you. So thanks very much, everyone. Have a great weekend. I hope your arrows are green. And for the benefit of those listening to the audio, cue music, please. Man sharp.
The Fantasy Football Show.